This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of deaths from the coronavirus in the United States increased to 19, while Vice President Mike Pence announced plans to test and treat passengers on a cruise ship in California. AP's Julie Walker.
Karen Dever from New Jersey got on the ship with her husband for a celebratory cruise. Now she wonders when she will ever get off. She says President Trump's comments about keeping them there are just plain wrong.
I'm an American. I should be allowed in to my country.
Vice President Pence says they're making arrangements to dock the ship and test all the passengers.
Bring the ship into a non-commercial port. All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus and quarantined as appropriate. Those that require additional medical attention will also receive it.
I'm Julie Walker.
Italy's government has drafted plans to quarantine the entire Lombardy region around Milan, as well as 11 provinces. A draft of a government resolution obtained, Italian media said, movement in and out of the regions would be severely restricted until April 3rd. Meanwhile, Pope Francis has canceled his regular appearances in public to avoid crowds gathering to see him. Francesca Lunn reports.
The Vatican said that on Sunday, the 83-year-old pontiff will not address crowds from a window overlooking St. Peter's Square, and for the time being will opt for video streaming instead. Italy is the worst-hit European country, with a death toll of nearly 200. The leader of the country's co-ruling Democratic Party, Nicola Zingaretti, confirmed on Saturday that he too had contracted the virus.
Anche io ho il coronavirus.
On Saturday, France, Germany and the Netherlands all reported a rise in the number of cases, while Malta, Slovakia and Serbia confirmed their first infections.
Reuters' Francesca Lina. This is VOA News. More than 40 people have been rescued following the collapse of a hotel used as a coronavirus quarantine facility in eastern China Saturday. State media said around 70 people were initially trapped when the building first crumbled. The Ministry of Emergency Management said that about 43 people have been rescued, but no deaths have been reported. Video from the site showed rescue workers scrambling over piles of twisted metal and rubble and taking injured people to ambulances. The cause of the collapse is not known. That area is about 1,000 kilometers from Wuhan, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in China. At least 38 workers from Venezuela's state oil company, including the president of maritime subsidiary PDV Marina, were detained on accusations of trafficking fuel. The Venezuelan Interior Minister described the accusations as treason. The move comes just days after state officials were detained amid a shakeup at PDVSA. After the president, Nicolas Maduro, last month named a committee to restructure the OPEC nation's oil industry. Venezuela's oil sector is struggling under U.S. sanctions designed to force Maduro's ouster, as well as years of mismanagement, corruption, and declining cash flow. U.S. Democratic presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders spent Saturday campaigning as they prepare for a showdown in Michigan, Missouri, and four other nominating contests next week. Speaking in St. Louis, Missouri, the former vice president warned his supporters not to turn the primaries into a negative campaign.
If you want a nominee who'll bring the party together, who'll run a positive, progressive vision for the future, not turn this primary into a campaign of negative attacks, because that'll only re-elect Donald Trump if we go that route. If you want that, join us.
And Senator Sanders told supporters in Michigan that his diverse campaign best represents America.
I get inspired because I talk to groups like this. I look around this room and I see people coming from so many different backgrounds. It is beautiful. This is what America looks like at its best.
The 78-year-old Sanders, who until recently was a frontrunner, is now trailing in delegates and desperate to regain momentum after Biden received a rush of endorsements from party establishment figures following a strong Super Tuesday showing this week. Biden and Sanders will face off on Tuesday in Idaho, Mississippi, Missouri, Washington State, North Dakota, and Michigan. Big win for Biden and delegate-rich Michigan would deliver a major blow to Sanders' hopes of becoming the nominee. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.